say yes, yes, to be.
Okay, and it's because of our shoeboxes. Because we give these to girls and boys, 2 to 4 years old, 5 to 9 years old, and 10 to 14 years old. And those children receive that gift. And most important, they receive the most important gift of all, and that's salvation. And then it has a domino effect on the family. And it's like one child gets saved, and it ends up saving 30, 40 people of a family. And it's like, this is a mission, okay? Our children, for Christmas, do you want a toothbrush? Do you want to buy a soap or a washcloth? Do you want school supplies? Do you want socks, t-shirts, or underwear? These children cherish these things. It is unbelievable. Besides giving them things that are very useful, these are the only gifts they've ever received. So let me tell you, God bless each and every one of you for your input and your participation in this. You know, there was a family, and there was a guy, and when he was 11, 12 years old, him and his parents did a shoebox. And they sent it, and they did a trace on it, and it went to the Philistines. Yeah, duh. And anyhow, a girl received it, and she became saved. And when 10 years later, she came to the United States to find him, to thank him for being a missionary and introducing her to Jesus Christ. And it ended up being such a miracle because it's like, he says, this was like mail order bride because they ended up getting married. It's like, wait a second, God, it's amazing, you know. There was another family and they were in Africa and they was passing out the shoeboxes. And they got to the last and there was two girls left, they were twins, and they only had one shoebox. And they gave it to the girls. And does God know what he's doing? Because they opened it up and there was two of everything. It's like, oh my goodness, this is God. And it really is. And there was another lady, she was from Ukraine, okay? And her father was a minister. And in that area, this was all underground because Christianity was not accepted, okay? So he would leave at the beginning of the week and he'd be gone the whole week. So it would be mom taking care of herself and 9 children, okay? And it's like, but God provided for them. You know, people would stop by and give them a loaf of bread because she couldn't work because she was a Christian. And they were rejected in that community, but people would still show up and kept them. And then they had the opportunity to get shoeboxes at their church, and they got them. And they only got 4, but they passed them out between all of those 9 children. And one of the girls was very artistic, very creative, okay? And she got crayons. They didn't know what crayons were for. They tried eating them and decided that wasn't very tasty, you know? But then she realized with the coloring, okay? They got candy canes. We can no longer put candy in anymore, but at that time, candy cane. And they thought it was a hook to put clothes on. So they found, they took the plastic off and they lifted it, it was sticky, so they stuck it to the wall, but then when they hung something on it, it broke. But they learned these things that you and I just, so what? But you guys are really opening up eyes and ears and hearts and soul. And God bless each and every one. If you want, I will be here afterwards. This is my little card. If you ever have any questions or comments, please feel free to call me. I also have the gospel alphabet and also our good old Samaritan stickers. Okay? Please, please keep up the good work. God bless you guys. And just think that you think you're doing nothing. But they say that 1 out of every 3 children that receive a shoebox becomes saved and stays saved and ends up continuing. Okay? Like I said about them reaching it other parts of the earth now. And what they do is somebody in that area, in languages we don't even know, become interpreters. And it is, the good news is being spread. So, thank you. God bless you. And I loved your vacation Bible school. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Okay, the Lord is good, a strong refuge when the trouble comes. And so our main point for that day was when life is unfair, God is good.
All the time!
All right? So, day two, we had a scripture from Psalms 23, 4. So, it says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. And so our theme for that, or our main point for that was, when life is scary, God is good.
All the time.
You're going to get sick of that. And all the time.
God is good.
This is what we had to deal with every day. Okay? So, but it was all right. It was all right. Day three was Psalms 106. One. And let me get somebody else. So nobody. Okay, then go ahead, Seth.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever.
So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. So when life changes, you ever been in a situation in which everything changes on you? You know, and this is what was taught to the kids, that even when they have a change in school, when they have a change in their household, or maybe a new little brother, new little sister. So when life changes on you, God is still good.
All the time.
And all the time.
All the time.
That was kind of weak. But we'll get to it later. And so day four, we learned that life can be sad. But we learned that also, even in the midst of sadness, when we have a broken heart, that God is able to mend that heart back together, right? God is able to mend that heart back together. And so, this scripture is found in Psalms 34, 18. We're going to go ahead.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
The Lord is close to a brokenhearted. To the brokenhearted. So when life is sad, God is good.
All the time.
Have remembered and they have learned this week, but the main point was that we need to remember that God is good all the time in our lives, and that whatever situation that we face, that God is there for us, that he hears our prayers, he hears our cries, that we can know, according to the word of God, that God's ear is inclined to our cries. And that's so awesome. And it's just a simple phrase, that God is good, but, go ahead.
All the time.
But we can stand on the fact that he is able to meet us right where we're at. And so this morning, you're going to have to revert back to your younger years, some more you, well, anyways, to your younger years, and we are going to learn together about the goodness of God. So today's scripture is found in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. And it says, remember the Lord who is great and glorious. Now, this scripture, our main animal for today is a giraffe. Okay? Savannah is way in the back against the wall. And when we look at Savannah, we find that her long neck helps her to look forward and to look backward. She's able to see all of her surroundings. Okay? Now, this is how it relates to our lesson for today. That no matter where we're at, we can look in our past and we see that God has been good all the time in our past. And we can look forward to know that God is still good, no matter what we have to face. And so we see God's goodness, and looking forward, we see God's faithfulness in our life. So at this time, I am going to turn it over to our two teachers, and they're going to work their little, I don't want to say magic, but. Yeah.
The first thing that you all should know is that we're used to teaching young kids. So you have to pick an age that you want to be, and you kind of pretend to do that. It'll make us look comfortable. loves you. He died on the cross for your sins. Now, that wasn't the end.
Now it comes back to the end of life.
Mm-hmm. Wait. What about the end of the story yesterday?
I know. We've got to finish it.
Wait, 3 days later.
There's still the desert.
Because we were sad. No, before that. Remember, it was so sad. And somebody commented that, oh, this is depressing.
Yeah,
but then 3 days after.
Our
story wasn't quite over. What happened after 3 days? What was the exciting part at the end? Do you remember, Anna? He wasn't in the tomb anymore. Yes. Jesus was not in the tomb. And the angel said, why are you looking here? Were you going to say that? Go ahead, you say it.
The angel said, why are you looking for a dead man who is alive?
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking here for someone who is not dead or someone who is alive? Living among the dead, right? Which was the greatest news, actually the best news ever. But now we have to go back to those Israelites. Okay, yesterday was a little bit sad at first, but today we're going to learn about how when life is good, God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Good. So there's a lot of reasons why life is good. Okay, yesterday, remember, it was definitely a little depressing. We talked about reasons life is sad. We talked about losing family members, losing pets, other things that are sad. Sometimes school is sad. Sometimes home is sad. Sometimes, even relationships with your friends is sad. Today, what's good in your life? For me, being here is good. Singing songs is good. Seeing you guys sing those songs is good. Do you have anything that is good in your life besides being out of school on summer vacation? By the way, I also like that.
I like school stuff.
I know. I do like it too, but I like the book. What's good in your life right now?
Swimming in a pool and having fun with my friends.
Awesome. Having fun with your friends. An 8-0 record in baseball. That's awesome. That's very good. Kaylin?
When stuff was supposed to come next month came yesterday.
Yep. When stuff arrives early, that's a great thing. Anything else that's good in your life? Okay. Donuts were a good bonus today. Oh, I'm sorry. What donuts? I'm sorry. What? I really think that at the end there'll be something good later, so something to look forward to. Yes, you already know. Okay. I am super glad that you have good things in your life. I want to read to you James 1:17. Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. I am so thankful for those things from God, those good things. Even sometimes those sad things that we know we have to go through because God is with us. So we're going to go into our new Bible story today, which of course is not just a story, it's true. You all know that, right? When we say the word story, we're thinking, oh, it's just made up. It is not. It is a true story from the Bible. Okay? So God led them into the promised land, just as he said he would, but they were complaining. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
All of that complaining? Oh, boy, that's just sin. Remember we said maybe sometimes you hold your eyes at your mom? Oh, don't look at her. So God had decided that he had had enough. And he said because they didn't trust in him, they had to wander around, and their children could go to the promised land when they grew up. Okay? So that's why they're wandering in the wilderness. And that's where we find them right now at our story, ready to enter the promised land. Have you ever heard of the Ark of the Covenant? Yes? Yes? Okay, me too. Do you know what's in it? Do you know what's in it? No, there's nothing in that. Hey, what's in it?
Stuff you can't see or else you'll get disintegrated.
Well, the truth carried this around with them in front of them to remind them of their faith. It was the important stuff from the Israelites' faith. Okay? It was very, very special. It always went ahead of the people. So Miss Beth is going to pick some people to get the Ark of the Covenant for us. You are the four priests that are going to respectfully carry the Ark of the Covenant. Carefully, because we made this particular Ark of the Covenant yesterday. So you guys, we would like for you to walk down through and then come up and around. Okay. Is it working? So far, so good. So imagine if you were following the Ark of the Covenant, your whole big group of you, how many people were in that group? All of you are behind the Ark. It goes first, out of respect. So as we're following the Ark of the Covenant, we're getting closer and closer to the river. Kind of getting late. You don't really want to mess around with a river crossing or anything right now, so we're going to stop. So when you guys get up here, if you could maybe stand in that area, that would be great. Joshua was the new leader of the Israelites after Moses. You can stop there and set it down. He told them we'll find out what wonders God has for us in the morning. So if you could all take a quick nap, that would be great. Okay, good. Wake up. It's time for us to get going. I want to see what God has for us today. Okay? We got to the river. However, can you imagine, and I know you can because we had so much water in the last week or so, did you see anything that was flooded? Did you see any roads that were flooded?
Yes.
Fields, ditches, unfortunately houses. Yes, I'm sorry about that. Do you remember another time that they had come across water that they couldn't pass? Kaylin? No? This week. The Red Sea. Thank you, Don. What happened? How did they get across the Red Sea? What did they put in the water? Do you remember? They put in the staff, over the staff, over the water, and then it parts. Guess what we're going to put in the Red Sea, or in the river. Sorry. Nope, not a staff. Nope, not a stick.
Oh, that.
Yes! When we got to the River Jordan, the priests stood in the river, and the water halted long enough for everybody to walk across. I'm going to have you kids do the same thing. Where are my rocks? And as you walk through the dry land of the River Jordan, again, can you imagine that? It was a river. Is the stuff that was flooded for you last week, is it dried out yet? Some of it not. Yeah. This was dry ground they were walking across. Remember that. That gets me every time. I want you to walk around and get a stone from the middle of the river and then go back to your seat, please. Go ahead. Yep. Walk through the pretend river. Get a stone and then go ahead back to your seat.
This way?
okay? Here's, those stones were brought out of the Jordan River to remember the miracle that happened, okay? So if your group, let's see, are you in your separate groups? So if the first group, one group could come over here and build yourself a little memorial with the stones, that'd be great. Whereas as the second group, you guys could come over here and see if you can stack your stones into a memorial. And hey kids, can you try this? How about you guys try one over there? You might be pretty successful, more successful than you think. Is it working? Do you think those guys are thinking about building those stone walls? Maybe, but hopefully not. So, let's remember all the good things we learned about this week. You ready? We learned when life is unfair. God is good. We learned when life is scary. When life changes,
God is good. All the time!
We learn that when life is sad,
God is good. All the time!
And today, we learn that when life is good,
God is good. All the time!
And I hate to say this one more time, but I feel like the main thing you learned this week is that God is good. When you get it home, you can use a Sharpie marker and you can write something on it, something that you remember that makes you know that God is good. You could draw a red cross on it like you put on your hand. You could just write, God is good.
All the time!
Excellent. Very good. Pastor?
Are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the
see the fruits of their labor. And I can't mention every one, but a lot of them worked with Jenny, and it was just very impressive the work that they put into it. But I would like to mention some of the names that helped out this week. Our guides for this week were Coralie, Angelia, Danielle, and Kevin, and Jessica. Jessica, would you please come up? All of them. So please keep that in mind. So at this time, Beth and Becky,
what's next. I want to face this world with wonder and excitement. Face every challenge, every day.
Of Christ.
church died on a cross for our sins. And the Word of God says that while we were yet sinners, that He still loved us. And He still died for us. That's a good, good Father. Sending His Son, His only begotten Son, to this world because He wanted us to know how much He loved us. All right? And so if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then I would ask that you would please accept Him today. You heard in the VBS song, it says, know your ABCs or learn your ABCs at VBS. Well, that's in reference to accepting Christ as your personal, accepting the fact that Jesus died